Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people discover opportunities out of challenges as she becomes a conduit to what's truly possible for them versus allowing them to stay stuck in those challenges. So I am super excited to introduce Diane Thomas. Now, Diane is a nonprofit management and resource development trainer, coach, and consultant who, since 1998, has helped new, small, and growing nonprofit organizations create and implement strategies that sustainably fund their missions. Now, after a decade in journalism and marketing communications, Diane held several fundraising and executive management posts within small and medium-sized organizations. Now, Diane is also a certified high-performance coach, where she helps individuals develop lifelong habits that lead them to consistently experience full engagement, joy, and confidence. Well, welcome, Diane. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I'm excited to be here, Wendy. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really love helping people transcend their circumstances. So thanks for the chance to do that today.
I am very excited. And I just love how you're helping small nonprofits make big impacts, as well as working with those individuals to help them achieve better life habits. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes. Thank you so much again. I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah. And, you know, top of my mind, Diane, is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching and consulting practice?
Well, after a number of challenging positions within fundraising, as I worked with small organizations, and pretty much I was the lone fundraising development, resource development person. I was experiencing some burnout. I was experiencing some challenges as working within some of these organizations, and got to the point where, you know, I thought I felt like I knew enough and I'd had enough opportunity as well to engage with other professionals in the field as well, that I felt it was time for me to step on my own. I thought I could be a more resourceful and have an opportunity to engage in a more meaningful way with people I chose to work with specifically. So that really pretty much was it. It was just time.
It was time.
Just time to move on.
That makes sense. I mean, you were supporting one specific organization and obviously doing a great job with them. And, you know, now your work is supporting, empowering so many different organizations. So it's really broadened the scope of impact for you. So yeah, that makes total sense. Now, and, you know, I realized that when we were bringing you into the show, we talked about your life coaching, you know, working with individuals. So we'll get a little bit of indication, I guess, how the path presented itself there. And I realized, I think you've been doing this work now for 20 years in terms of working with nonprofits, which is really impressive. Can you share a little bit about how your mission or vision evolved to now include not only that work with the nonprofits and supporting their fundraising efforts, but also working with individuals?
I'm a lifelong learner, I guess probably is the better way to start this. So I'm always looking for opportunities for growth in ways that I can improve my knowledge. And particularly because I was not, you know, doing the day-to-day 9-to-5 in an organization anymore. So I'm always out looking for, making sure that I'm up on the trends and, you know, what the newest things were. I also knew that because I wanted to work for myself, that I needed to, even though I've done a couple of entrepreneurial training programs, trying to do this online thing was brand new. So I came across someone that had really mastered this online life and building a business online very well. And that person also had been a leadership coach. And so when I found out that they actually had created a program around coaching, even though I didn't necessarily see that as a natural complementary service to provide, as I went to a live event of theirs and a kind of light bulb went off in my head about some of the challenges that I knew a couple of nonprofit leaders were going through. And I knew a lot of it had to do with the fact that they needed to get grounded in a couple of specific life areas that would help them be able to show up better at work, show up better for their families, et cetera. And because I wanted to really be impactful in that way for them, I said, gosh, you know, while I'm trying to help them create their development plans, I can actually help them also create their plan for developing, you know, themselves personally.
Right.
So that's how I got into putting those two pieces together with the resource development work and the high performance coaching.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense, you know, and it organizations thrive based on their leadership teams, and their teams right. come down to those individuals. And if their individuals aren't personally, you know, individually performing at that peak level in their in not only work, but in their life, then that has an impact. So yeah, I can totally see how the two blend together. And, you know, those opportunities present themselves where a light bulb goes on and, you know, we realize, hey, this is an area that I've also got expertise in or have a passion towards. And so that becomes just a natural extension. Yeah, that that makes perfect sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Well, I started this at a time where my youngest daughter was in high school. And my mother became ill. And so I had to try to juggle because my mother then came to live with me. And so I had a lot on my plate when I was trying to get this done. I never really thought, oh, I can't do this. I'm a person who tries to figure things out. How can I manage something? But it was difficult. To try to balance both of those things. Also then, you know, the additional strain in terms of time, in terms of finances, had really caused me maybe to not move as quickly through all of the milestones that I'd set for myself.
Right.
But it never discouraged me necessarily to say, no, I couldn't do it. I fortunately don't have a lot of people around me to tell me what I can't do. So I don't have that challenge for somebody. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's bad. I don't know. But I'll go on ahead and accept something and step into something. And even though I don't really know how it's going to end up. So I think all in all, while the challenges were there, it gave me food for thought about how better, you know, what the better ways were to do things, but never to where I, you know, couldn't move forward at all.
Right. And that quality, that's your zone of genius, right? Looking at challenges in a way that, okay, all right, we've got this going on. What are some solutions? What can we do here to work around, work through this? So it's how you are personally wired. So in asking you, well, what did you do to overcome that? Obviously you just drew upon your own talent.
Here's pretty much. Genius.
That and perseverance, right?
Exactly. There was no other way. I didn't have an option. I had to figure it
Right. You just had to figure it out and get it done. So, and that's, you know, that's one of those key elements of being successful as an entrepreneur, that tenacity and just drive towards what you know is the bigger picture that you want to create. So, I love that. And Diane, you're obviously an expert at, you know, helping leadership of small nonprofits do just that, you know, and support them in learning how to successfully fund their missions, which can be very challenging because that's the lifeblood for nonprofits is to gain funding. So you're obviously an expert at that, as well as helping those individuals sustain their high performance or achieve peak performance. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, I do still see sales as a service, and I kind of call it service of transformation through education. So I love sharing with people on both those ends, whether it be the resource development and fundraising, as well as the certified high performance coaching. And I think I do that relatively effectively to help them see where the opportunities are for them in that. My challenge, though, is sometimes getting them to see the urgency or the need. So whether that be to join a course that I have or sign up for a coaching or a package or whatever, it's usually around them trying to get them to see why waiting is not going to make the situation any better for them and why they need to act now. So that I would say is my biggest challenge.
Right. Yeah. And you're definitely not alone in that because, you know, especially with working with high achieving individuals or leadership teams of, you know, nonprofit organizations, they're busy, right? They've got a lot going on. Life is already going 100 miles an hour. And so to carve something out to do more is in their mind, you know, that's not a priority. I don't want to do more, you know? So, but I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
I'd love to hear it.
All right. So this is kind of that fine balance between you don't want to use pressure, right? That's the last thing we want to do, generally speaking, unless you're of the old school mentality, but you know, pressure, manipulation, that whole scarcity, you know, well, if you sign up now, I'll cut off 30%.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing works for some people. I personally don't coach with that type of a philosophy, but you know, there are ways to inspire action now versus the procrastination game. And one technique is during your enrollment conversation, as you're doing that discovery call, and I like how you presented it in terms of education, you're basically just illuminating what's going on, how are things going, and identifying where their challenges are, where their own roadblocks are, that they're holding things back. So they, you know, they can't see the progress being made because they've got these challenges. And so during your enrollment conversation, it's really important to take the time to fully illuminate for them what the cost is of this roadblock or this challenge or this off their game or whatever is, you know, whether it's for the organization, gosh, if they're not getting funding, that has a huge impact on the now, you know, day by day, what is being held back because they can't get that big grant? What is being held back? What would they like to be doing if they had that $100,000 grant come through? And so illuminating the cost of inaction is really the key. And that works for the individual too, you know, because the individual, that's their moment by moment life.
Sure.
So it just comes down to taking the time during the enrollment conversation to really help your prospective client fully understand, like you said, educate, fully understand the impact of that challenge and the cost of inaction. So hopefully that moves the needle for you.
Yeah, that's really helpful because as you said, you know, it's that especially with the nonprofit organizations, they don't, by the time I'm talking to them, it's really a desperate situation for them a lot of the time anyway. So I just need to know how to frame that for them.
Right.
So that's very helpful.
Good. Perfect.
Very
Yeah. It's
helpful.
Definitely one of those things, like I said, that just you are not alone in having that challenge. And it's just coming more from an authentic approach versus pressure. So, and you know, I'm just curious here, you know, speaking of pressure, we have been dealing with this pandemic now for what, 14 months? We're in the month of April right now as we have this conversation. And my gosh, you know, pressure is what has been the name of the game for the past year, financial, you know, the economic strain on certain verticals. These nonprofits have been really impacted with their fundraising efforts because other maybe generous entities have taken a hit, right? In terms of their ability to be philanthropic. And individuals, gosh, we've all on an individual level been impacted by additional stress. So can you speak a little bit around the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things I started doing last year was I hadn't really been as much on social media as I probably should have been before. But one of the things I was very focused on was making sure that, you know, I was checking in with people and making sure that I was also talking, you know, and that's family, friends, et cetera, but as well in my, you know, professional approach, talking to clients or to people who work with communities through their nonprofit work, checking in and make sure that they were okay and encouraging them to do the same with their donors because, you know, we all kind of went inside and we turned inward. And it was a great opportunity, I told them, to reconnect through communications. So whether it be emails, whether it be quick little notes, phone calls. So I did encourage them to do that because they had the time. I'm like, you're home now. So, you know, and the people are trying to reach your home also. So if you have their phone numbers, please go ahead and do that. I think that was something they hadn't been thinking about, about doing. As far as the high performance coaching, really just looking because that was a situation where they're in places either alone or they're in places with people that, you know, they might have been avoiding a whole lot of issues with because you could get out of the house. Not so much now, right? Because we were all together, whether we wanted to or not. So I did find that just helping them to see, say, this is your opportunity now. Because of the way the coaching approach I use really talks about this is how you need to look internally, look at yourself. How do you want to show up every day? We know you're not, you know, in your normal spaces with your friends and coworkers, et cetera, but you're with your loved ones or whomever else. So who have you decided? How are you going to decide to show up every day? Because this is the reality for the time being. And so one of the things we talk about in terms of clarity is one of the areas, life areas that I talk with people about. So I told them, I said, just consider what are those three words? Because a lot of them had already selected. I tell them to choose three words that define who they are and then three words and how they want to engage with other people. And then three words that denote success for them. So I'm like, how has that changed now since you know, you have to be home and things have changed. Your life has changed.
Right.
So it was some of the things we had already gone over before when life is quote unquote normal. It's like, how does that look now? That you have to come to this and bring even a higher level of engagement because my work really is focused on helping people with this high performance coaching achieve lives of full engagement, joy, and confidence. So how are you able to do that in this challenging period? Quite mindful because I'm not a therapist. You know, I don't do that. What I do is try to take people where they are now to where they want to be. But looking at really what are the pieces that are going to help you to rise to the occasion of service that's required in this moment. So that's really how I've worked through and I'm working through working with people during this challenging time.
Yes, it's so important to, you know, just be that beacon for your clients in terms of, hey, you do have a lot more control over the situation than you think. You know, people feel like, oh my God, my world has just been turned upside down. And that's true. That is absolutely true. But we can, you know, I just love how you've, you know, created these opportunities for people to set their intentions and their focus. Okay, these three words, it really helps redefine their energy or their focus and recreate what they do want. So yeah, that's powerful. Yeah. I love that. Well, Diane, how do you work with the leadership teams of nonprofits to support them in growing healthy, thriving organizations, as well as individuals who are seeking to achieve even higher levels of performance? Can you share a little bit more about, you know, your overall philosophy or your approach?
Well, I work with new, small, and growing nonprofits. My focus is to help them create campaigns focused towards individual, building their individual donor bases, because they are the bedrock for nonprofit organizations, regardless of what a foundation may decide to do or a corporate sponsor, because we know their initiatives and focuses change from year to year, maybe even less than that. We know that once we build a base of raving fans, is the term I use, you know, for nonprofits, that they are going to be pretty loyal. And once you stay in contact with them and let them know that you're appreciative of their gifts and or contributions and how their contributions have helped to move your mission forward. So I do that through training. So I do have a training program. I do also do coaching and consulting. I actually do a free mentoring on Saturdays. And I also do a free 30-minute initial conversations with people. So folks who don't really know where they should be or where they should start, I think it's really important to kind of get a baseline set for them. So I do free consultations with folks. And so they could go to demariethomas.com. And get information on that. I also have a free ebook there as well that kind of lays out my philosophy around fundraising, because I want to take them through understanding what all the components of fundraising are, because a lot of people think, oh, you just walk up to folks and start asking for money. And I'm like, no, there's a whole lot that needs to happen before that. So that's what I do there. So if they go, there's a pop-up that'll actually come up on the website that they can put in their name and email. And so they can get on my mailing list, because I do a newsletter. I do a bunch of stuff there, but they can go there and at least definitely sign up for the free 30-minute consultation. I have a link there for the fundraising, resource development fundraising. And I also have a link for my certified high-performance coaching on the navigation bar. Okay. And so with the certified high-performance coaching, essentially, is really helping them to focus on creating habits, because we know that much of what we do, you know, it's based on some belief system, which is based on some information that we've got, just in the way that we function in life.
Right.
And we've created behaviors around what we believe and the information that we have. And so those behaviors become habits over time. And so it's been studied, because the approach that I have been trained in is scientifically proven. And so people who have done very well with this approach, it's really come down to six different areas that they have been excelling in. And a couple of them I've already talked about. So when I was talking about just creating those three words, that's around clarity. Clarity, energy, and then necessity is kind of the internal work that you need to do. And then courage, productivity, and influence is the way you're then performing in the world. So I look at those six basic areas and then help people develop habits, think through some key questions first that I give them, and then help them to develop some habits and essential perspectives about that, so that they're able to show up on a consistent basis for themselves and the people that they care about. And so I do that through a 12-week coaching program that what I do essentially is have them fill out an application, and then I do a free 1 hour session. So they get value the first time they talk to me through that coaching session that we do. And so they could go to demariethomas.com as well. And under the certified high performance coaching dropdown, they can get access to that free application. It doesn't cost anything to fill it out. I think it's maybe 2 pages of that much. And so it's basically a questionnaire ranking them in certain areas of performance. Okay. And then I would schedule a 1 hour strategy call with them at that point.
Okay. And that's a 60 minute call. Okay.
Great. Yes. 60 minutes of value, because what we go over there will actually be the beginning. Mm-hmm. Of them being able to at least establish a couple habits in certain areas that they're able to take with them, even if they don't sign up with me. So they get value from the very first conversation.
Right. Yeah. Wow. That's very generous. So that is, so the website is D Marie, and that's M-A-R-I-E.
Yes.
Correct. D Marie Thomas. .com. And so, for the nonprofit organizations, they'll be able to actually sign up for like a newsletter, as well as downloading a fundraising resource development guide. Is that what I remember?
There's a free ebook. There's a pop-up there. So general, if they sign up on the pop-up, they'll probably get everything. But but there's the free ebook. Okay. There's a newsletter that I do there as well. And so that would be under the resource development and fundraising dropdown, you know, on the navigation bar, all that stuff is there.
Got it.
And then for the, under the certified high performance coaching dropdown on the navigation bar, there's the free coaching strategy call questionnaire that they can complete there.
Perfect. All right. Well, that sounds like there's a lot of value there just right on your website and accessing you through that 30-minute consult for the nonprofits, as well as the 60-minute call for those who are looking for the high performance, just really get a jump start on learning a few new habits right there from the very beginning. So that's fantastic. Well, Diane, I'm really excited about, you know, all the resources that you have available there on your website. So that's dmariethomas.com. All right. And, you know, Diane, you have already shared so much great information here throughout our entire conversation. I just, you know, really enjoyed it. If I could tap on you one last time, and looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say get help. One of the things I had to learn was to, well, I I'm a lifelong learner, so I'm always looking for where I can get information. But I am aware that some people are kind of locked into what they know in terms of their expertise, but understanding running a business is a completely different skill set.
Yes.
So that is not necessarily intuitive to people who don't do this. You know, I haven't done it successfully before.
I don't think we're born with a lot of these skills, right?
Exactly. Go get help. There's free resources. I volunteer with the SCORE, the SCORE chapter in my city. That's free. Just go get help. There's lots of opportunities there. People who you may know that are in business, if you've been fortunate enough to know that, know someone, you know, ask them. There's always resources around you if you take a look around. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wise advice, because like I said, we, you know, just really are not born knowing a lot of these skills, nor do we gain them through college even, right? We have college degrees. They don't necessarily share how to run a business. You know, share how to become a great employee, but running a business is two different things. So yeah, sound advice. So, and you know, Diane, it's just been, like I said, so great hearing about your journey from your early work within a nonprofit organization, helping that one entity create more financial stability and do their fundraising, to now the impactful work you're doing, helping lots of nonprofit organizations, you know, at that new or smaller growing level, create and implement strategies that sustainably fund their missions, as well as the work you're also doing with individuals helping them develop, you know, lifelong habits that lead them to consistently experience full engagement, joy, and confidence at that high performance level. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
It's been my pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Diane Thomas through her website, and that is dmariethomas.com. D as in the letter, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Thomas as in T-H-O-M-A-S.com, dmariethomas.com. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Diane Thomas. And as always, here's to your success.